All know that councils across the country are having to make drastic cuts, and local libraries are particularly in the firing line.
Some have managed to stay open through the dedication of volunteers, but can this work for every library?
Anita Rani has been to find out.
Libraries have always played a really important role in my life. I love everything about them, that cosy warm feeling, the distinctive musky smell, but most importantly, the fact that you're surrounded by all those brilliant words.
But with budgets being squeezed, local councils are having to make difficult choices. Across the UK, many libraries are closing or reducing their opening hours, and librarians are losing their jobs. This used to be the library for Fry and Barnett in North London, but it doesn't exist anymore, and that's prompted an angry protest from the people who once used it. Last month, some of the locals decided to occupy the building in protest.
People feel that the library is the centre of their community. It will partly destroy this sense of villageness and this sense of community.
The council told us budget cuts meant they had to save £1.5 million from their library service, and they acknowledged that not every resident would be happy with their changes.
I feel devastated that my local library is closed, and it doesn't seem right. Our community has said no. All the schools and all the businesses around here have said this library needs to stay open.
In the weeks following the closure, the protest group decided they would try and run their own makeshift library on Saturdays. They call it the People's Library, and it relies on the honesty of local people to return the books. According to the group, the council have offered them a building where they can run their own voluntary library, but campaigner Martin Russo is keen to find out if a library run by volunteers can ever hope to survive in the long term. So I'm taking him on a bit of a trip outside London.
Here in Chalfont St Giles in Buckinghamshire, they've set up a library with no professional staff. The One Show first paid them a visit 2 years ago, and now I'm taking Martin to see what he thinks.
Hi there, welcome to the library.
We fought tooth and nail for the library not to be shut. Yes. And in an ideal world, then you want it to be run by the county. But unfortunately, there isn't the money to do it.
So in Chalfont, the local people agreed to keep the library going themselves. The volunteers don't get paid, but the library does get grants from the council and others to buy the books. They also ask users for a voluntary £10 annual subscription to help with running costs.
It's going extremely well, and a huge improvement over when it was a county library. When they closed it, there were about 4,500 books. There's now 7,000. It's now open 50% more of the time.
And the children all shout as well.
They've even